السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and Durban on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 28th of January, corresponding with the 28th of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة. وقال أيضا: الدعاء مخ العبادة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. And may inshaAllah Allah take Markaz Sahaba with all the presenters and all those who are involved in the production of the Nasiha programs throughout the day. Allah Ta'ala grant each one of them acceptance and ikhlas. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم بامين آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Rajab, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 42, and that is Surah to Shura, the mutual consultation, and verses number 33, 34, and 35. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and from His signs and symbols, Allah ki nishaniya. So from the signs and symbols of Almighty Allah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الْجَوَارِ, you will find the boats and the ships. Jawar, the plural of jariya. What are they doing? في البحر. They are smoothly gliding in the ocean, moving and floating in the ocean, in the rivers, in the dams and so forth. قال أعلام. If you look at them from a distance, they look like huge, huge mountains. When you look at the cargo ships, the passenger ships, and the liners going from country to country, continent to continent. So that is where we stopped yesterday. So today's lesson, one is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and one is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah informs us about His absolute power, Qudrat-e Kamila, chapter 42 and verse number 33, Iyasha. And if He decrees, yuskini riha, then the wind will remain. That will be, it will be stopped. The wind will just stop. And once the wind stops, what happens? فَيَظْلَلْنَا رَوَاكِدَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهِ. So then these boats will become just motionless, and they will not be moving, عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ, on their backs. So meaning when there's no wind, so how will the boat move? That when you're speaking about the boats is going with the sailboats and so forth and so on, so then they can't move and so forth. So that is all Almighty Allah. Everything happens only with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah. Inna fi dhalika, verily in that, the winds coming and the boats and the ships moving and so forth, la ayatil, there are signs for who? Likulli sabbar in shakur. Sabbar and shakur, both are mubalagha, both are hyperbole, both have an intensive meaning. So sabbar for the ones who are very, very patient and enduring. As-sabru miftahul faraj. Whenever there is difficulty, then exercise patience. Turn more and more to Allah, then you will find relief and ease. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Shakur. To those who are very, very grateful to Almighty Allah. But Allah complains about me and you. Oh, Hazrat Insan. Oh, masterpiece. I created this universe for you. And what did you do? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very, very few, extremely few of you are very grateful to me. 99% of you, you are people who are making kufran. You are ungrateful to my bounties, favors that are recurring, showering upon you. What is the sign of that? We violate the divine law. We go against the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala deliberately. We go against the teaching, preaching of Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intentionally. So therefore Allah praises the people who are sabbar, very patient, and shakur, very, very grateful, thankful. And if Almighty Allah wants, or otherwise, yubiqhunna, Almighty Allah will destroy them, decimate them. A storm come, big waves come, tsunami come, and the ship is torn to pieces, the passengers all drown, and so forth. Bima kasabu, remember the Titanic 100 years ago and more. They said the unsinkable, and then Almighty Allah blasted it to smotherings. They told us they're sending up the rocket called Challenger, in matter of seconds and minutes, blasted to smotherings. Oh, you big hunna. Or if he wants to, he will let the boats and the ships perish, and the people then will drown, bima kasabu, because of their own deeds and their own actions, whatever they earn, their pride and arrogance. Wa ya'fu an kathir, and he overlooks and he forgives so much. If Allah Ta'ala had to expose every vice, every sin of ours, then we all should be punished, remember. But Allah is Akramul Akrameen, the most honorable one. He is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one. He is Khairul Raziqeen, the one who gives the best sustenance and provision. So wa ya'fu an kathir, so he forgives so much, so much. Wa ya'lam alladhina, and those people will come to know. Yujadiluna fi ayatina, who are are still disputing, arguing regarding our signs and symbols. When the day of justice comes, when the micro comes, their death comes. So either Sa'a will mean their death, or Sa'a will mean the macro. When the day comes of justice and reckoning, then they will ask, Ain al-Mafar, where is the place of escape? Almighty Allah answers, Ma lahum min mahis, and for them there is no place for escape. You will have to face the music, as they say in English. Now, jaise karna vaise bharna, so whatever you did, now everything will be shown to you. The land and the sand will speak, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The same land and sand on which we run and walk will speak tomorrow, inspired by Almighty Allah. Go open chapter 99 and telling us what will unfold on the day of reckoning, on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. Then our limbs will speak. We read Surah Yasin already, or you still going to read it? Al yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. On that day the mouths will be sealed. Wa tukallimuna aydihim. The hands will speak to us. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And the feet will bear testimony and give testimony against ourselves. We were doing it for the pleasure of our body, but the same body will now be speaking and giving testimony against us. And then the person will ask, لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. How come you're giving evidence and testimony against us? قَالُوا. Their response will be, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That supreme being, Almighty Allah, made us speak, who makes everybody, everything speak. Look at the animal kingdom, look at the reptiles, look at the creation of Allah, how they communicate with one another. Me and you, with our tom-tom, with our garment, all that, still we get lost. And look at the bees. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. So they have their own highways, they don't pay toll roads, and they never get lost. So Almighty Allah is showing us Qudrat ka nishani, Qudrat ke karishma, the power, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The angels will come with the book of deeds, Kiram and Katibin, will be asked, are you guilty or not guilty? Eventually, ultimately, this human being will say, guilty as charged. No mitigating circumstances. When we enter Jannah and Paradise, bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through His grace, mercy and benevolence, it is the mercy of Almighty Allah, the grace of Allah. And when a person is dispatched to Jahannam, sane and mature, because of his kufr and blasphemy, because of his shirk and polytheism, because of his nifaq and hypocrisy, that is adlan min Allah Azza wa Jalla, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Ma lahum min mahis. Did you read the dua, O Muslim? Did you recite this dua? Did you memorize it? Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. Wala tuhuzina yawm al-qiyamah. Wala tuhuzina yawm al-qiyamah. O Allah, do not disgrace us. Do not humiliate us on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning. That is Allah, His fadl, His karam comes to the fore, and He makes sattari, and then He covers and conceals our vices and sins. Learn to speak to Allah. Say, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rahman, Ya Kareem. So words like that, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Allah loves it when we take His Mubarak, honorable, blessed names. Chapter 7, verse number 180. Asma'ul Husna, and Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. The 99 names of Allah are mentioned in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Fad'uhu biha, invoke and call Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla by His beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, O youngster, O my sister, Man hafizaha dakhal al-jannah. Who by hearts the 99 names of Allah will enter Jannah and paradise. And that's in Bukhari Sharif, in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. Who looks inside and you read the 99 beautiful, wonderful names of Allah, you will enter Jannah. Allah is so merciful. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is uswaya hasana, the best role model for all times, all places, all circumstances. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 28th of Rajab, 1446, ceasefire day number 10 today, Tuesday. These are the news, views and interviews locally, nationally and internationally. So let us give it to you straight. You understand? Last night after Q&A, I sat for a long time together and compiled this list here. You know Gaza al-Mubarakah. That is our land, Trump. Remember that. No one is going to take it away from us. Nor you, nor your grandfather. The Star of David was now drawn and it was carved in there in Gaza by the Jutlas, by the terrorists, by the murderers, by the war criminals. Remember that. So now 300,000 plus Palestinians moved from the south to the north, walking, and they were taking whatever possessions they had. And they said, we back home. All be it in ruins, we will rebuild it and rebuild it better than before. Who can take away the iman and the faith and conviction of the Palestinians? Our Mujahideen, a great, great victory for Hamas. Smotrich is burning. He can't sleep, the harami. He says we must defeat Hamas and we must continue with the war. Etimar bin Gwer, the war criminal and the biggest terrorist in Israel. So he says, what the hell are we doing? We have surrendered to the Palestinians. Our soldiers, the Jutlas, have died and they are taking photos and images. We must fight, we must kill, and we must murder them. That is the mentality of the Jutla, the scum of this earth, the swines and the pigs they are, as mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. Allah said, they are swines and monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ. You Muslims, what you so frightened? وَاللَّهُ وَحَقُّ أَنْ تَخْشَى. You only have to fear Almighty Allah. We don't have to fear any human being or any king or clown prince or crown prince, the shaitans. 2/3 of the buildings in Gaza Mubarakah are destroyed and damaged. Netanyahu, he does not rule by laws, he rules by lies. That is in your Haaretz newspaper. Everybody knows he is a serial liar. He will never speak the truth, but he fools these Arab idiots and rulers. And he tries to fool Trump, but Trump catches him out. Trump called him the SOB, the son of a bee. So that is how he humiliated him and so forth. Even yesterday, Israel killed 2 people in Lebanon. So that is what their job is, to murder and kill. Remember that in the year gone by, they murdered the prophets and messengers like Zacharias and John the Baptist, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. Today in front of our eyes, there are baby killers and murdering babies few months old, 1 year, 2 year old. So France will lift some of the sanctions on Syria. So Macron and his people, all haram is this. Al-Kufru millatun wahida. These non-Muslims, majority of them are enemies of humanity and especially of Muslims, whether they Jew, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist or whatever they belong to. Bibi is lying to Trump. He wants to sabotage. You must remember the ceasefire, because the ceasefire is bringing such izzah, such honor to Hamas. Go ask Emily. Emily says, I want to stay in Gaza and I love the water in Gaza. Imagine imagine one of their hostages, and she's giving interviews to the Israeli, the Jutla press and so forth. Russia excluded from Auschwitz. If you know, 80 years ago, the people who rescued the Jutlas, who rescued the people, they are excluded and so forth. Why? Because Russia is giving a good smack to America and Ukraine and to Europe and so forth. Therefore, we like Putin. From Russia, would love, you see that. So on that score only, other places, we totally condemn him, what they do in the Muslim countries and so forth. Bibi is in court again. He tried every trick and he said, no, I'm sick, I need time after the operation. They said, hey, we know your tricks and your lies. You better come to court. Otherwise, we will charge you for contempt of court. So now his corruption trials continue. Wamayyuhinillah, famalahu min mukrim. Chapter 22, verse number 18. When Almighty Allah disgraces a person, there's none to give him honor. You can ask Trump, you can ask Bibi, you can ask MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. They all fall in the same category. So now the senator says in America, Russia is winning in Ukraine. And remember that they have the upper hand. All the money, millions, billions, trillions we spent, gone down the drain. And that is what Russia has done. Trump is a fool. Innahu safi'un min as-sufaha. That is what the Palestinians have said. And then you have Rubio, another donkey. And he spoke to the king of Jordan. We must think about transferring these Palestinians from Gaza to Jordan. So remember, they will give a sweetener. They will try and bribe up Jordan. They will try and bribe up Sisi. All these murtads put together. And the Palestinians say, go to hell. You bring your troops. We're waiting for you. We will make it a graveyard for all of you. America and the Zionists and the British and the Hindustan and the Modi government sending help there. You all come. We will defeat you as the Taliban defeated you. So that is the jihad. We love jihad against our enemies, remember. Look at Saudi Arabia. The Western media, BBC and them are reporting this. Breaking news from Saudi Arabia. The entertainment industry, remember, is booming in Saudi Arabia. Do you know what that means? The bikini beaches are opening and the music industry is opening and the gays and the lesbians are allowed. And remember the laws of hijab and parda all thrown aside. And the laws of boyfriend, girlfriend, all that you can have now. Because MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, is preparing for Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Salaseen, is preparing for his vision 2030, and is preparing for the World Cup 2034. So every law of Islam he tramples upon. You will find the wine and the swine, all that coming suddenly. It will be creeping in slowly. You will find the non-Muslim staying in Makkah, Medina. That is the latest thing. Go read the Saudi media. And now they will allow foreigners direct investment in Saudi Arabia, whether it is Makkah and Medina. Quran Kareem said, فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ بَعْدَ عَامِمْ هَذَا. In the haram area, no kafir, no non-Muslim must be allowed. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on his fatal illness, at that time, the master, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go open Muslim Sharif, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. And this harami and you Salafis, scholars for dollars, you come and tell me he's a Muslim. And he doesn't believe in the Quran Sharif. He doesn't believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah. The imams, the scholars for dollars, standing on a mimbar every week making dua wa wali ahadihi al-ameen. All that means nothing. They just make the dua, otherwise they'll get fired. You know that. So all this is happening. But you see, the Western media will always circumcise Saudi Arabia. They say, but there's no free speech allowed in Saudi Arabia. Meaning, it's a tinpot dictator. You send out one one tweet against the royal family, against MBS, and see what happens to you. They will lock you up for 5 years and 10 years and so forth and so on. So therefore, we say loudly and we say boldly that Saudi Arabia, the government, a kuffar government, are non-Muslims, remember that. Trump trumpeting away, he told Colombia, you better cooperate, otherwise. So that is a message to governments. You see me, I'm powerful. I am American president. I can make storms anywhere and everywhere. He is the most humiliated president in the history of America. He was the 45th president, and now he is the 47th president. In between, 46th president was Biden, Joe genocide the Harami. So nevertheless, now he says, you better listen to me. Otherwise, I will impose taxes and tariffs. So that is how they intimidate people, the law of the jungle. But the Mujahideen are humiliating him. They say, please come. Now see, he thinks they can do what they want to. China, ching chong, ting, ting, ting along the road. See what they did with America. America is now with the big, huge tech companies. In one day, listen carefully, Ching Chong China made them lose $600 billion. You heard? In one day, in few hours, they made America lose $600 billion. How? That the Chinese, they have their own, you understood? Now, you know me, I don't understand these things here. But anyway, the people want ChatGP, and they want this chat, and they want this chat. The Chinese company, DeepSeek is a Chinese company, and they made a much cheaper one, and not hundreds and billions of dollars, and that $6 million they did it. And now the Americans are moving more and more to the Chinese product, DeepSeek, Deep DEEP, and Seek SEEK. Well done, Ching Chong Tingaling, understood. And anybody who harms America and Trump and the Jutlas and Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, Kafir, Shia, we will support you on that score. Well done, Chinaman, that she is a president. These Chinese, they're very sharp. America will make big noise, and then they will do things. They, the Chinese, they will do things first, and then they will tell the world. You see, China took over Africa. China took over the world. They didn't put up military bases and that like America. Nay, they built the ports, they built the airports, they build the roads, highways, and so forth. And then they have conditions there. You can't pay, we will just confiscate it, and so forth. So they are very sharp people. Remember, they defeated America in Taiwan. Russia defeated America there in Ukraine. And Hamas defeated Israel and America in Gaza. Subhanallah. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. That is all, mighty Allah, Jalla wala. 9 South African military guys died there in Goma, that is there in Congo, for nothing. You got a defense minister doesn't even know what the meaning of defense is. So the South African organizations and public are saying, recall them, call them back. Our army is ill-equipped and ill-experienced. They don't know how to defend themselves. 9 guys wiped out in a matter of 1 day, 2 days, and so forth. Hopeless, useless, bring them back. CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, is not clean himself. Pala pala ek dabba. That will be a stain on him. Just like the American presidents, the Gitmo Guantanamo Bay and Dr. Afia Siddiqui, is a stain on them. So his pala pala is a stain on him. So the opposition is saying, Cyril Ramaphosa is not clean himself. Therefore, he is sheltering the corrupt ministers in his cabinet of the ANC and so forth. I agree. I echo your sentiments, O opposition. Malema woke up. Malema says, this is what Malema says. Listen carefully. This expropriation bill, I don't agree with it totally. It's just in paper and there's nothing really practical the poor African black person can do. But if on the other side, the right wing, that is Freedom Front Plus and the DA and the Afri Forum, if they want to go to court to fight this as they are threatening the expropriation bill, then me, I will join the ANC and we will defend it. So that is Malema's speech. So they're going to have it out. One side the left wing, one side the right wing, and we are the Muslims. The Muslims are Amin. Ya Allah, whatever is good for our country, protect us and protect our children and progeny. Killing Hani, listen to now, you are in which month? You are in the month of January. Did you ever wonder, ponder why this month is called January? You see, it is called the Gregorian calendar. So there was a pope, and the pope running around with the idol, and the idol's name was Janus. Janus got two faces, one beautiful face and one ugly face. So therefore he said, the Pope Gregory, we must have the first month in honor and to venerate this idol, and that is Janus. So from there the word came, January, the guy who killed Chris Hani, Janus Valus. So Janus Valus was interviewed. He said, me, I'll kill him again if I get the chance, meaning if the same circumstances apply, I got no remorse, no regret, nothing in killing him. So these are haramis, remember that. And the Prime Minister there in Zimbabwe, they say he must resign. He's too old now and he can't be going for a third term and so forth. 82 years old. But you know what he said, Mugabe? Me, you Tony Blair. He used to speak like that. You see, you look after your Britain and I look after my Zimbabwe. He said these whiteys, they want to say everything black is bad, black magic, blackmail, like that. He say, I'm very happy as long as I take the white toilet paper and clean my black backside. That is what Mugabe told the white man, and I agree with him. You must remember that. So that was Mugabe, you see. So now he wants to stay in power. But Zimbabwe, what a beautiful country. Hopeless. Our African people, Indian people, and Muslims can't run a country. That is the bottom list. And hopeless. Too much corruption. Okay, programs today, 11 to 12, will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, Insha'Allahul Aziz, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Don't forget, O Muslim, that tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening, after Maghrib, we have to scan the sky, look for the new moon and crescent, but it won't be sighted. It's only 3, 4, 5 hours. So inshallah, Thursday will be the 30th of Rajab, and Shaban will usher in on the Laylatul Jumu'ah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So Friday, inshallah, will be first of Shaban. We hope that sanity prevails with the moon Sami's day in Saudi, in Tumair. Tumair is a mad place. They see the moon before the sunset also. Such crazy people they are. They eat dates too much, so they have Tumair. You see, Tamar, Tumair. The Tasghir, the diminutive of it. And then they see things. They say, we saw the new moon. Crazy people, these, you must remember. So Allah Ta'ala unite our hearts. Allah unite the calendar. And inshallah, we practice on the hadith which Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentioned from his teacher Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, wherein Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ahsu hilal shaban li ramadan, count properly your month of Shaban, the starting, the ending, everything, so it does not have a negative impact on the holy sacred month of Ramadan. MashaAllah, Mawlana. I think what we must do, Mawlana, now and then we should give the times also. You also and myself also. So now the time here in our watch here in the studio is showing 4:40. So we got 25 minutes, inshallah, for the Q&A. So the listeners won't fall asleep. They must know exactly what time it is, inshallah. Ji, Mawlana.
Inshallah, Mufti Sahib. Does one have to pay zakat on e-bucks, Mufti Sahib?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. E-bucks, the way I understand it, is guys who have accounts there with FNB and so forth. And then you go there, and then with it e-bucks, you can buy fuel, you can buy this, you can buy that. So, and it's accepted and so forth. So remember that first of all, is e-bucks permissible? Our fatwa verdict is yes, it is permissible. And remember, is there zakat on it? Yes, there will be zakat on it. Any commodity, any type of money, currency, that you can go and purchase here and there. And the government has given the green light, so it is considered a currency. Then there will be zakat on it, 2.5% the current market value. So yes, zakat will be compulsory.
Mufti Sahib, which would be the best English version of the Quran to read?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If you want something in detail, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, yesterday, last night, I made the statement, and in previous times also. I said, if you study the subcontinent, Indo-Pak, India, Pakistan, we saw Indo-Pak, Bangladesh, all included. So remember IPB, as they say. So they must remember, according to my humble opinion, in the past century, 100 years, the greatest scholar in faqih and mufti was Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah. We met him several times, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, his student, could not make it for the janaza because he was in Sakkar. Imagine that, and used to cry, you know. Anyway, cut a long story short, and remember Dr. Abdul Hay al-Arifi, he performed the Salatul Janaza. The Zohar Salat was performed by Maulana Ihtishamul Akhtanvi, Nawwar Rahimahullah. So all these are facts. We know about these type of things, Alhamdulillah. So now we carry on, 8 volumes he wrote. And then they started looking for translators. They got that Askari, you understand, some word like that, if I remember correctly. So he started writing, you must remember, that the translation. And when he reached the verse, chapter number 2, verse 250, verse 156, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and he passed away. Imagine. He's buried there also, in the same graveyard where Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib and his wife and them, Mufti Rafi and them, are buried. So anyway, Rahimahullah, then he and she, anyway, then Mufti Taqi took it over, and he was the mushrif and supervisor, and it's in 8 volumes. I'll recommend that to every Muslim throughout the world. If you want a tafsir commentary in English, then read that, well done. And if you want something concise and brief, then read Tafsir Usmani. So that also is good, remember that. And if you want something even less than that, just Lafzi Tarjuma, just the translation and so forth, and few notes that are there that are needed. So Mufti Taqi Usmani has written the English one. That is also good, you can use. So one very brief, one brief, and one in detail. So one will be Mufti Shafi, and one will be Tafsir Usmani of Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimahullah. And Pakistan was established, remember, in 47, 48, Muhammad Ali Jinnah died, and 49, Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimahullah passed away. So when you speak about Pakistan, these are the basic things you should know. So these are great, great scholars. Allah Ta'ala reward them for all their efforts. That ek bahut pyara jumla hai. Use it, Maulana Salim. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib fell very, very ill. He was not sure whether he will manage completing the tafsir of the noble Quran, Ma'ariful Quran. So there, ek bahut pyara jumla tasneef farmaya. So rakam tarasta, as they say in Urdu, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not just to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim must be we finish our life in the service of the Quran and Sunnah Mubarakah. What a beautiful sentence, a motivation, inspiration. Ji.
Mufti Saab, is bovine capsules eventually halal because of the process it goes through before it's made into a capsule?
Regarding the gelatin, remember that our Mawlana Qasim Sema, our principal, Rahimahullah, he started Dalum in 73 alone. And then 76, Mawlana Mansurullah came, make dua for him. Mawlana is not well, he's in Rustenburg, Saib-e-Firaj, bedridden. Anyway, cut long story short, in 83 we had our first graduation on South African soil. 7 ulama graduated. From those who graduated, 4 already passed away. They're all my students and our students, Alhamdulillah. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. So it was in the early 90s. Mawlana Burhanuddin came from Lucknow. And yeah, in Krukasdob and that, there is the Davies gelatin plant. So after the Jalsa, Mawlana took Mawlana Burhanuddin and they went there. And then he said he wants to go one more time. And when they went there, so then the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, they all decided that this gelatin is permissible. And remember, if you want an academic discussion, go open Fatawa Darulum Zakaria, the 6th volume of Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafidhullah, our Honorable Ustad. So we say all gelatin is permissible except that of the swine and the Khinzir, because that is Najasul Ain. A complete metamorphosis has taken place. So whether it is in tablet form or what have you, permissible, no problem with it.
Mufti Saab, can I read the sunnats of Fajr after the Farz of Fajr before sunrise if I didn't have time before the Jamaat Salah?
Let's make this a case study so people understand what we are talking about. So yeah, the masjid I go to, Sufi masjid, because it's the nearest and most convenient. So nowadays, Jamaat Salat day for Fajr is 10 past 5. This Mota, this brother, overslept. So he came into the masjid. He hasn't read his sunnats and he saw the imam is already gone into the second rakat. If he is going to read his sunnats, he will miss the Jamaat completely. Hence, he joined the Jamaat. Now the question arises, after he finishes his Salat as a latecomer, and now he wants to read his 2 rakat Sunnah de Muakkada, which is Akadu Sunan, the most important Sunnah Salat. Therefore, when you're a Musafir, also you still have to read it on the plane, on the train. The 2 Sunnah de Muakkada, 2 Sunnah de Ratiba, Hanafi say Muakkada, Shafi say Ratiba. You have to read it even though you're musafir and traveler. So he wants to read it immediately after the first salat, before sunrise. Yes, permissible according to the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them. Hanafis say not permissible. You must wait for 15 minutes after sunrise and then you read it. So that is the fatwa of all the schools there. So we should know, Hanafis say no, you must wait and wait for 14, 15 minutes after. Like nowadays, you must remember, let's just say that you must remember for sunrise is now say 22:06, for example, right? Yeah, by us. So thereafter, then 6 o'clock, 5 to 6 you read, so that will be acceptable. So that is how you should remember the issue and the masla.
Mufti Saab, one of my banking accounts accumulated interest. Are we allowed to pay tolls on the highway using this money?
Whether you're going on the highway or you're going on the low way, my brother. So remember your taxes, your customs, your duties, your rates, all these type of things which the government, you know, choro ki hukumat hai. 90% of the governments, Muslim, non-Muslim, Arabs, and all 90%, all crooks, remember that. So therefore, our fatwa is that when it comes to taxes and toll roads and so forth and so on, if you pay them with interest money and so forth, totally permissible. Yes, you use your halal money, so that will be your taqwa, your own personal piety and so forth. But we say all this is zulam and oppression. fashion and so forth. Look at your roads in South Africa and just go to Mpumalanga and then you will see MP. Go travel there in Bethal, King Ross, Leandra, and then Trichardt. I use that road because my sister, my niece and them are there. And then you just see the potholes, like craters they are. So MP, MP means Makulu pothole, big, big potholes. So hopeless, useless these people. Don't give them halal money. Use your haram money, totally permissible for taxes and toll roads.
Mufti Saab, when a couple gets divorced and the girl demands the gold that is given to her on her wedding day, do we have to give her the gold set?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue. That one person asked me this question even this week or last week. So I told him, go look in the Quran Sharif and see. Almighty Allah speaks of this in Surah 4, verses number 20, 21, and so forth. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. And you, the husband, you gave your wife or your wives قِنْطَارًا Amwalul Kathira, you gave them millions and then you divorced her. Now you say, give back the jewelry, give back the Kruger coin, give back the clothing. Quran says, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. You can't take back 1 cent. You can't take back 1 cent. شَيْئًا. النَّكِرَةُ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّفِي تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْأُمُومِ. That's the law in the Arabic language, in tafsir, commentary, exegesis of the noble Quran. When you have a common noun, and that common noun is preceded by a negation, then it has a general connotation. So yeah, it means you can't take back 1 cent, 1 paisa, 1 rupee, $1, all haram. Allah Jalla Wala is reprimanding you, the ex-husband of that lady, أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا. What, you want to take it back and slander her? وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. It is a major, major sin, and an open sin, a heinous crime. Chapter 4, verse 20. وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ عَلَى سَبِيلِ التَّعَجُّبِ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, it's surprising you, human being. How can you take it back? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. And you enjoyed her. You deflowered her. She came as a virgin to you, and you deflowered her. Or even if she was not a virgin, you had your nice moments with her and she fulfilled your lust, passion and desires. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. Listen to the glory, beauty, style, diction of the Quran. Marriage is not buying a car or a computer or a cell phone or a laptop. It is something that is a sacred thing, something that where they were witnesses, and you promised that you will stay with her lifelong. Now you divorced her, whatever the circumstances, now you want, you must give back. Absolutely haram. Chapter 4, verse 20, 21. And Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Al-A'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'i. That you gave a gift to the giftee, to the person, you the husband, you the father-in-law, mother-in-law, you gave a gift to your daughter-in-law. Allah forbid after 1 year, 5 years, 10, 20 years, the marriage turns sour. Now you say, give back this, give back that. You gave talaq, now you say, give that. Totally haram it is. Your parable example is like a dog, kutta ki tarah, that dog went to vomit and now it's licking that vomit. Apna kai ko jaakar chaat lete hai. You see that? So that is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Absolutely haram it is. You should be ashamed of yourself to even think of it. Remember, once you gave talaq, wa iyatafarraqa yughnillahu kullam min sa'ati, that both parties, Allah will make them independent of one another. You divorce your wife, she's history now. Carry on with the geography and forget her now. You gave the talaq, what you making noise now? So that is, don't blame the jamiyats and maulanas and muftis. You issued the talaq, you pronounce it and announce it. Now you look for a scapegoat. So people are ajeeb, very strange people we have.
Mufti Saab, if one leaves Haram-e-Makkah to go and see Taif, do they have to make another umrah when they come back?
Don't say to go see Taif, to go and visit Taif. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to Taif twice. The first time the Master, alayhi salatu salam, went because the people of Makkah, the people of Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns and cities, 99% did not accept the message or messenger. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif and invited them, and they were the ones who pelted the Master alayhi salam with the pebbles and stones, and they made the Master alayhi salatu salam's blood mubarak ooze out. They made the tears of the Master roll down, and he picked up, and the Master alayhi salam picked up his mubarak hands and read, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. One day, one taxi took me, and then he had the whole dua in his car. So then there's a long dua, you know. So I read that whole dua there, Alhamdulillah, in Taif. Ittiba'un Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to imitate and emulate him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. When you love Allah, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, when you love Allah, jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. So you see, so that was the first time. Three things you must visit there in Taif. Abdullah bin Abbas passed away there in the year 68 after Hijrah. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the Tabi'i, the successor who met Sahaba, he performed the Janaza Salat. Abdullah bin Abbas was Ra'isul Mufassirin. He had his students there, Mujahid, Qatada, Ta'uz bin Kaysan, used to come and teach them and then go away. I don't want to stay in the Haram in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Why? You are Ra'isul Mufassirin, the greatest commentator of the noble Quran. You are Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. He said, Nay, Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whoever just makes intention of deviation and vices, and then he does بِظُلْمٍ oppressed people like MBS and the Kafir Saudi regime, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will let them taste a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. That just on intention. So therefore, he should not stay. He stayed always outside. And that's how he's buried there. Go to the masjid, read salat there, nafil salat. And you go to Taif 1 hour. You visit 1 hour. And then you go to Sail. Sail is the place where you fasten ihram. Wonderful facilities. You can take shower, everything there. And you take your ihram with. You don't have ihram, you purchase it there. Everything available. Second place you should visit, when the Master alayhi salatu salam, the conquest of Makkah took place, thereafter was Hunain. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْن. And thereafter was the battle of Taif. Tell that taxi driver to take you to Ghazwa at Taif. So one is Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas, one is Ghazwa at Taif, third one Masjid Addas. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears Mubarak rolling down, and the perspiration and the blood Mubarak oozing out, gushing out. Addas came, gave water, brought some grapes, and he asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, asked him, from where are you? He said, Ninwa, there in Iraq near Mosul. So he said, my brother is there. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, he got a shock. He then took the Mubarak hands of the Master, waqabbalahuma, and he kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today there's one thing good that happened, and there are unintended consequences. You see, MBS, Pakka, Murtad bin Shaitan, all these places were closed before, now they all open. Why? Not because of Islam, but because to promote siyaha, to promote tourism. So go to Masjid Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas, then go to Masjid Addas, and then go to Ghazwa-e Taif. One South African, I asked him, you went Taif, what you saw? He said, I saw Sheraton Hotel and I saw monkeys and I saw that, you know, cable cut. It's true, there's a lot of monkeys there. I said, that's all. I say, you look like a monkey also, like Bandar, you know. How can you be such a fool and you go there to Taif and you don't go to Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas, you don't go to Masjid Adas, you don't go to, you just waste your time. So go see monkeys there. What, you got monkey brains or what? So you must remember, see our Muslim, just go and kill time and waste time and so forth and so on. You must know what is your aim and your objective. So your question is, now we come back, yes, Hanafi say it's compulsory. You must make us Umrah from there. We made Umrah from there, mashallah, was it a Taif many a time. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence, Shafi's humbly and him say, if you want to, you fast an ihram and you make umrah. If you don't want to, you just come back in normal clothes. It's a flexible issue according to majority scholars. But the Hanafis say you must make the umrah because you went out of the miqat and so forth and so on.
Mufti Saab, can you please explain the ruling of a woman in iddah? Does the husband have to take care of her financial needs during this time?
When the husband issued talaq, one divorce, two talaq, three divorce, then the finances and the expenses of the lady is upon the ex-husband. He has to pay for sukna, nafaka, the rental, water lights. He has to pay for the food and all that. But the wife can't be crazy and demand 20, 30, 40,000 like some women are doing today. So everything bil ma'roof, everything must be based on justice and the norm of that town, of that city and so forth. Yes, so during the iddat period, the husband has to pay. And if he doesn't pay, you go and lodge a complaint against him in court. That is the only language they understand. The jamiats and maulanas, muftis, people like me, what we can do? We don't have any executive power. In front of us, they all become buzruk. G. They belong to the Jibai family, you see. They become like that. And they go, how they tell the ex-wife go fly a kite, you see. So that is how it happens nowadays, many a time. So you tell him, if you're not going to pay for the children and for you, for the wife you pay for the iddat period, and for the children must keep on paying. If they are daughters, till they get married, and the sons till they're 16, 17 years old or so, so then he must pay. So the other way, don't pay, take him to the cleaners. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Saab, is the following permissible? A person is starting the 10th para, which is part of his daily Quran recitation. A khatam is being read for a marhum. Can the 10th para be read with the intention for the marhum along with the daily recitation, or do they have to read it separately?
No, you make multiple intention. Ya Allah, I'm reading 10th juz, 10th supara for the marhumi, not one, for all the people who passed away with Iman and Islam, and is part of my khatam and all, totally permissible. Make multiple intentions, totally permissible. Last question, Maulana.
Okay, Saab, I'm traveling for Umrah. I will be on flight for Zuhr Namaz. Do I perform it on the flight or qaza when I reach? Also, if it has to be performed on flight, how do I determine the Qibla?
Remember that all of you who are traveling by plane, whether it's a domestic flight, I'm flying from here to Cape Town, from here to PE, from here to Durban, East London. Just examples I'm giving, I'm not flying anywhere. Or it's international flight, we're going from here to Hong Kong or Timbuktu or going for Umrah and so forth. It's first compulsory upon you. You must read your Salat on time, whether you're in the plane or whether you're in the train. And what must you determine? We read Salat in buses and trains and planes and all that while the bus is moving. When I used to go to South America, so then they used to look at me, remember, I used to put my feet wide apart, you see, like the Salafi characters, just to balance, you know, so that I don't fall down. And I used to read my Salat and so forth. You just use your compass and so. In the plane, it's very easy. You just ask the steward, the air hostess, that go and find out properly which direction is Makkah, they in Saudi Arabia, and they will tell you. Or if you go in those fancy planes like Emirates and what have you, they have the whole Qibla in front of you. You must remember that, and they will show you on your screen. Al-Shasha, in Arabic you say Al-Shasha. So Shasha is the screen, and they will show you the direction of Qibla. So one is you face Qibla, and one is you stand and you read Salat. And remember that if you sit and read without a valid excuse, you're not old, you're not sickly, and you read it, or you read the Salat, but you didn't face Qibla, then when you reach the destination, you have to repeat it. One question and one statement I'm making. You say you're going for Umrah. Must I just miss my Salat? I'll make Qaza. So what good is that Umrah, which is Sunnat, is not Farz or compulsory, and now you must your first Salat. You won't only must Zuhur, you will must Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, and so many Salat. So people who do that, you don't get reward for that Umrah. You come back Mal'oon, you are cursed by Allah Jalla wa'ala. You are cursed by Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you go straight to Jahannam? Qalu لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. We never had Salat. We never had Salat on time. The Pakka Sacha Muslim is he. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. They guard their Salat in Safar and Hadar, whether they're traveling or whether they're at home, whether on the plane or whether on the train. That's why I only used to travel with Emirates, because they never prevented me from reading Salat. Sometimes I have to make Jamaat with my wife also. So you're because nice big place they give you. So you must remember, what we have to worry about people, the only time they used to prevent us in those days, that was when there's turbulence or when they're feeding, and that's common sense. Now we can also use our common sense, they're feeding the meals and so forth. So therefore, O Muslim, wherever you are, and you on the plane, you must read your Salat on time. To say you will make Qaza is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.